are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Once again for another pop quiz. Pop quiz. Come on, get your pencils out. Pop quiz. No, this is important. Stop complaining. This is important because, remember, we're coming up at the end of the year, and we got the end of the year final. So there's no other way for me to prepare you guys, and I know many of you out there are slackers. So just get your pencils out. Let's do this pop quiz. It's not that hard. This is an easy one, but how else am I going to prepare you for the end of the year final? And we have a lot to review from this year. So let's quickly get through this pop quiz. You guys will be okay. Quit being wussies about it. Ready? Okay, put down, quiet. Here we go. All right, number one. I'm not going to wait for you. We have to go on quickly. Which of the following foods provides a healthy burst of energy? Is it M&Ms, peanuts, or Brazil nuts? Of the following foods, which provide a healthy burst of energy? M&Ms, peanuts, or Brazil nuts? No, it doesn't matter what country you're in when you eat either of them, okay? Number two. Squeezing one's breasts can cause breast cancer. True or false? Squeezing one's breasts can actually cause breast cancer. True or false? Number three. Asperger's syndrome, a mild form of autism, is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? Asperger's syndrome is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? If you listened to yesterday's show, you know the answer to most of these. Come on, people. Really, don't be scratching your head. Number four, which burns more fat, lifting weights or aerobic exercise? What burns more fat? Okay. Number five, what makes urine yellow? Why is urine yellow? Now, this is an essay. Okay. I hope you have plenty of room on your paper. Essay question. What makes urine yellow? Time's up. Number six. After Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? This should probably be maybe a one-word answer, couple-word answer. All right. After Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? Okay. Pencils down. That's it. I gave you guys enough time. Okay, we got to go through the answers. Like I said, don't, you know what? Okay, if you fail this, it's not going to hurt your grade. We got the final coming up in about a week or two, the end of the year final. That's what I really want you all to study for. This is just to kind of, you know, get a feel for if you guys are paying any attention. Okay, so number one, which of the following foods provides a healthy burst of energy? Brazil nuts. Right, remember we talked about yesterday how Brazil nuts have selenium? Selenium gives you energy. It also helps with depression. Brazil nuts, probably one of the number one sources for that. Okay, those of you that put M&Ms down, even though we would probably totally hang in medical school because I agree, that's what I use. I popped M&Ms all through high school, college, and medical school to give myself energy because obviously the vending machines didn't shoot out Brazil nuts, and I probably wouldn't have eaten them anyway. M&Ms, you are not supposed to use chocolate for your burst of energy. Remember, the key word to this question was healthy. Healthy burst of energy. I got to give you guys test-taking tips, too. Right? For those of you that still take tests, remember, the key word was healthy burst of energy, Brazil nuts. Number two, squeezing breasts can cause breast cancer. True or false? Well, the answer is false. But what we're going to talk about today is how this was very interesting. A study said squeezing breasts can turn cancerous cells benign. So squeezing breast cells could turn them from cancerous to benign. So that was kind of interesting. So for those of you that missed that, that was a tough question because you guys would have had to read my mind. I didn't review that yet. But for those of you that had any common sense, you would have gotten that right. Squeezing breasts does not cause breast cancer. Number three, Asperger's syndrome is linked to bursts of violence. True or false? That's false. People with Asperger's, a mild form of autism, are usually not violent. There's supposed to be no definition of violence in people with autism or Asperger's. We discussed that yesterday. Number four, Which burns more fat, lifting weights or aerobic exercise? The answer to this, which we'll also discuss today, is aerobic exercise. Let's get physical. The aerobic exercise actually burns more fat, but lifting weights increases metabolism. So we're going to talk about that. Number five, what makes urine yellow? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You walked in on a pop quiz. Don't walk right out. Don't walk right out. You guys are going to have a makeup test probably later this week. What makes urine yellow? Well, remember, urine is the byproduct of a whole bunch of stuff that goes through the kidneys. All right, now what is the number one substance that goes through the kidneys? Blood. So you'll have a breakdown of dead blood cells. And the color yellow comes from urobilin. Now, urobilin is a final waste product resulting from the breakdown of hemoglobin. All right? So the color urine, I know some of you are talking about vitamins and riboflavin. I heard you guys mumble. That is what turns the urine neon color. We're talking about if you're not taking vitamins, why is urine yellow? Okay, urine, you know, it's supposed to be sterile, it's supposed to be acidic, it's supposed to be odorless, but once it kind of gets out there to the air, it starts to, you know, smell a little bit more. Once it passes through your urethra, it picks up some bacteria. But for the most part, urine will turn yellow because of the breakdown of the hemoglobin. So that's interesting. Finally, after Dr. Dahlia had her colonoscopy, she spent the whole day expelling what? No, I did not expel gas. For some reason, they sucked out most of the gas. I only burped once. I actually went on air 2 hours later to do my Saturday show, and I burped on air. But it was guilt trips. I gave the family guilt trips because they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. They weren't cleaning. They were making noise when I was trying to rest. So the answer is guilt trips. Got it? All right. Well done. How did you guys do? All right. There were six questions. How did you do? 20%. 10%. Come on, people. The questions weren't that hard. Okay, study up. Remember, we got an end of the year review. When we come back from break, we're going to be hitting some of these stories. Also, we got some more updates. Let me see. There was another study I wanted to talk about. Apparently, what they think Adam Lanza, what might have prompted him to go into the shooting spree at Sandy Hook Elementary was playing Call of Duty for hours before the shooting. We need to talk about that. I mean, do these video games prompt people to go on shooting sprees? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.99.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.41.85, $8.70.93 for a half ounce, or $4.35.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.41.85, $8.70.93, and $4.35.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app out now that's free in addition to our Android app. Go ahead and download them. Then you'll be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime, especially if you miss us live. If you have any trouble downloading them, you can go to my website and we have the icon. While you are on my website, we do have the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. I want you to check that out and come with us next summer. I know it's kind of freezing outside for most of us. And some of you are like, why would I want to go to Alaska? Trust me, when it's hot and humid where you live, you're going to want to go to Alaska. It is exquisite. Okay, so think about it now. And remember, it's a great Christmas gift, right? Great stocking stuffer. Just give a note to your spouse saying you signed up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. She will be so happy. They'll be so happy. He, she. All right. I know I'm not supposed to be, you know, eating McDonald's or going through the drive-thru, but every now and then we do go through the drive-thru, and I'm noticing it says open Christmas Day. I always thought they were open Christmas Day, but apparently the news is making a big deal about it. Usually McDonald's, I guess, isn't. And I guess franchises are being asked to stay open Christmas Day. Now, Walmart, which was open on Thanksgiving evening, you know how they opened up on Thanksgiving evening so they could be available for Black Friday shoppers? Walmart's going to be closed on Christmas Day. But apparently McDonald's COO, Jim Johansson, Johansson, yeah, Johansson, Okay. Wrote in two memos he sent to the franchises saying our largest holiday opportunity is as a system is Christmas Day. Last year, restaurants averaged 5,500 in sales being open that day. Now, I know some of you are like, well, why do we care about McDonald's, et cetera? This is just another sign of the times that things are changing. You know, I mean, Christmas, everything, I just remember years ago, 30 some years ago. I mean, you know, the whole town is shut down. I mean, everybody's home. Everyone's with their families. Maybe by Christmas evening, people start to kind of walk around a little bit and get outside. Those people who, you know, Christmas turkey still wasn't cooked and they were getting hungry. And I think some Chinese food places were open because I know, you know, me being Jewish, right? If we weren't invited anywhere over, you know, to celebrate Christmas, you know, all we could really eat was Chinese food. And I know it's kind of a standing joke, but thank God. I mean, thank God that there were, you know, some places open for us to eat. And we didn't like my mom's cooking anyway. So even if she cooked something on Christmas Day, we didn't want to eat it anyway. But I'm noticing a lot of places say, no, we're open on Christmas. You know, as a medical office, I never thought of opening on Christmas because I want to give my staff off. But we are definitely open Christmas Eve, and we're definitely open the day after Christmas. Even if Christmas comes on a four-day weekend like it is this year, of course we're open. People get sick, you know. Now, I was always on when I was, you know, training and when I was in the hospital. I always took Christmas so my Christian, you know, coworkers could be off. So I have no problem, and we were always busy. We were always busy Christmas Day, always. Maybe it's the cold. Remember we talked about yesterday how a lot of times with the cold you have an increased risk of heart attacks? But for those of you that have listened to my show, remember the one day that had the highest amount of heart attacks was not Christmas Day. It was Valentine's Day. Our ER in Lake Havasu had 14 MIs. All of them lived. I took seven. The other doctor took seven. They all lived. But it was Valentine's Day morning. I think it was a Tuesday. I need to look it up. I mean, we're talking middle of the week, which means the night before these people were having sex. You think the night of Valentine's, but Valentine's Day, we had the highest amount of heart attacks I've seen in that ER. Not Christmas, not Thanksgiving. So that's kind of interesting because, you know, Christmas, a lot of drinking, and Thanksgiving, a lot of drinking. So, you know, it's kind of interesting from an economic standpoint to see how, I guess in November, McDonald's was open on Thanksgiving. I didn't realize that. And I guess 6,000 more restaurants were open on Thanksgiving Day than I believe the year before. And it added an extra $36 million of revenue. So, you know, while we're still in this recession and people are trying to be wily, you know, I could see why it may be tempting to be open on a holiday. I mean, just again, remember, think of the workers. I mean, I know some people want time and a half. Well, that's actually what we do. In our office, we still aren't open on the main holidays, but like we're open the Friday after Thanksgiving. And we give people a choice. Whoever wants to work, they work. Whoever wants to be off, they're off. Right? You know, for the most part, if people are in town, they want to work. They might as well, they want to make money. But, you know, and I just noticed holiday time, we're busy. And, with us kind of being nervous about what's going to happen in January and the fiscal cliff, you know, may not be the worst idea, only for those people that want to. Also, you know, some of us that are away from home and can't celebrate Christmas, sometimes it's just what we need, you know, to work and keep our minds off things. Am I going to be purchasing McDonald's on Christmas? Oh, heck no. No, we're actually going camping. Husband's making a turkey, right? We're going to celebrate with our camping neighbors, whoever we're going to be camping next to. You know, I love that, by the way. That's probably the most fun thing to do. You go to these camping sites. These people are so cool, whether it's an RV park, campsite, and kind of do potluck, right? It's kind of hard if you don't know them beforehand, but do that. Always bring something extra so you could come over, bring something to them. Usually they have extra food, which is much better cooking than what you could do, and then you guys do a little potluck, right? Potluck, pop quizzes, they're all good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, news today broke, breaking news and medical news, that aerobic exercise is probably the best at burning fat. I know many of us just want to sit there and do Kegels, but unfortunately, walking, running, swimming, are the types of aerobic exercise that make you sweat. If you sweat, you have a much better chance of reaching your ideal weight. Now, your resistance training, which I talk about all the time, like weightlifting, helps build muscle mass. When you build muscle, that's when you could lower your metabolism, okay? Or I'm sorry, you could increase your metabolism. So to raise your metabolic rate and to increase your metabolism, you want to build muscle. Now, we talked about building muscle and how muscle burns ATP even while you sleep. Every single muscle fiber will still contract or burn ATP. They will. So that's why if you do have higher amount of muscle, you'll be able to lose more weight in the long run because of the metabolism. However, if we're talking about burning fat, FAT fat, that will be done in a more efficient manner with aerobic exercise. Now, that being said, remember, you need to check in with your heart doctor before you start doing any of this exercise. We were talking about yesterday how heart attacks are high this time of year, especially by people shoveling snow. If you don't exercise and go from 0 to 90, you're going to be more at risk for a heart attack, not to mention being out there in the snow. We reviewed, if you are out there in the snow, wear a scarf over your nose and mouth, so hopefully the air comes in and it warms. It's a little bit warmer as the air you breathe comes in. Make sure you do some stretches, warm up, don't overdo it in the beginning. Get a friend to help you, but double check with your doctor. Any shortness of breath, any feeling winded, any excessive sweating, dizziness, you stop your activity right away and call 911 to make sure you're not having a heart attack. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, I've been shoveling snow for years. Well, I'm the one that hears about these heart attacks that happen this time of year, and the snowstorms are a-coming. And so it's my job to inform you guys that you are not immune. None of us are immune. You know, I've had 2 stress tests. My cholesterol's low. My blood pressure is low. I still panic every now and then when I get chest pain. Okay? You don't blow this kind of stuff off. So, researchers looked at 234 overweight or obese people. They had these people do resistant training, either 3 sets of weightlifting for 3 days a week, 8 to 12 repetitions per set, or aerobic training around 12 miles a week, or aerobic and resistance training. So they did one, the other, or both. Exercise sessions were supervised to make sure nobody was faking it. Researchers then used data from 119 people who successfully completed the exercise regimen and didn't say, oh, to hell with this, I'm leaving. The aerobic exercise group worked out an average of 133 minutes a week and lost weight. The resistance group worked out 180 minutes a week without dropping pounds. Okay, I don't like that. I don't like this study, but we got to go with it. The combination group, while having to spend twice the amount of time to complete both routines, had mixed results. They did not lose weight and fat mass, but they did have the biggest reduction in waist circumference, probably due to the time they spent working out. Now, they did not measure resting metabolic rate, which is something I would have been interested in because I tell you guys to lift weights if I'm, you know, too worried about you guys doing aerobic exercise and dropping dead of heart attacks. But the scientists said they didn't really see any changes in weight or fat loss, assuming that resistance training may increase the metabolic rate or not, depending on the study. This, to me, we know that aerobics make people lose weight. If any time I wanted to lose weight, I ran. And I would run, I would drop 5 pounds, and it was great. But some of you can't run. I mean, I need to give you practical advice here. Okay? Yeah, the study says aerobic exercise is better than weightlifting to lose weight. Fine, I said it. But what's practical? How many of you truck drivers, or how many of you who have arthritic knees or arthritic backs cannot do aerobic exercise? Now, if you could do anything, I would probably say then try to swim. All right? At least if you could swim, it's not as painful on the joints. You're able to move around a little bit, especially if it's a heated pool. But if you can't do that, then I would rather you lift weights, small amounts of weights with repetition, in certain muscle groups that don't hurt. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-8.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, how many times does your wife or girlfriend yell at you for squeezing her breasts? Now, we've talked about breasts. We've talked about foreplay on this show. We've talked about the proper ways to woo a woman. I actually had a breast cancer specialist on the show. And we actually went through how to caress a woman's breasts, and, you know, no honking, no bleh, none of that stuff. You know, there's appropriate ways to do it. Well, men, you're going to love this study. Study came out this week saying squeezing malignant breast cancer cells stops them from spreading and turns them back to healthy cells. All right, so I don't make this stuff up, okay? All I do is report it. According to Medical Daily, scientists literally squeeze the cancer out of malignant breast cells. Squeezing stops malignant breast cancer cells from spreading, turns them back into healthy cells for the first time, saying that simple mechanical forces alone can revert and stop out-of-control growth of cancer cells. Now, I think some of you squeezed too hard. We discussed about that. We talked about torque. We talked about pressure. We talked about temperatures and Kelvin and all that when we discussed this. But in this particular case, all they did was just look at the squeezing aspect. Now, scientists found that the transformation from malignant cells to healthy cells could happen even if the woman has genetic mutations responsible for this cancer. So is there an environmental thing we could do to fight nature? And does it involve squeezing of the breast? No honk sounds. No, you're not allowed to do the honking sounds. Scientists presented the latest findings December 17th at the annual meeting of the American Society for Cell Biology in San Francisco. And the only reason why people attended this one is because there were visual aids. They said that tissue organization is sensitive to mechanical inputs from the environment during the beginning stages of a cell's growth and development. Okay, see, now they're making an interesting story sound boring. An early signal in the form of compression appears to get these malignant cells back on the right track. Researcher Daniel Fletcher, professor of bioengineering at UC Berkeley, said in a statement. They say, although researchers have traditionally focused on genetic mutations within the cell from studying cancer development, most studies recent studies have shown that malignant cells do not always develop into tumors, and that the fates of these malignant cells depend on how they interact with their surrounding microenvironment. They say, while previous studies found that the manipulation of a cell's environment through the introduction of biochemical inhibitors could control malignant mammary cells into behaving normally, the latest research takes a step forward by introducing the concept of mechanical rather than chemical influences. Okay, fine. They say when we lift weights, our muscles get bigger. The force of gravity is essential to keeping our bones strong. Here we show that physical force can play a role in the growth and reversion of cancer cells. So what did they do? They grew malignant breast epithelial cells in a gelatin-like substance, right? No, it wasn't hospital food, that had been injected into a bendable silicon chamber. This allowed them to apply a compressive force in the first stages of cell development. So they didn't take a bunch of women with breast cancer and squeeze their breasts like some of you thought. They found that when they compressed, the malignant cells grew into more organized and healthy-looking cells that look like normal structures over time. Now, how much compression is needed? They don't go into it, all right? Because this could be interesting. What if women and men, because men get breast cancer, wore compressive garments? Could that be enough to prevent cells from changing? My problem is what can make a healthy cell go rogue? I'm a little nervous about that. They say, furthermore, the findings show that even after compressive force was removed, the previously compressed malignant cells stopped growing once the breast tissue structure was formed. So it was a transit squeeze type of thing, okay? Which means, men, at some point you can't take your hands off the woman's breasts. Malignant cells have not completely forgotten how to be healthy, they say. They just need the right cues to guide them back into a healthy growing pattern. Now, this is cool. This is cool. That means if a cell goes rogue, there's a way to turn them back. There is. All right? That blew my mind. I thought once a cell was malignant, it was stuck and you just had to nuke the sucker. But I have never heard of a malignant cell turning back to a healthy cell. That is some cool stuff. Am I the only one excited about this? Right? Am I the only one just, okay. Now, they also found more. There's more. Okay? This is very exciting. In an additional experiment, it's not going to be worded excitingly, but I'm excited. In an additional experiment, researchers looked at the effects of a drug that blocks E. cadherin. I know, it's about time. I was wondering. I was laying in bed last night going, when are they going to do a study on something that blocks E. cadherin? Now, E. cadherin, as we all know, is a protein that helps adhere cells to their neighbors. So it kind of helps you kind of stick, right? Kind of like a super glue on your aluminum siding, okay? They found that when the drug was added to the cell, despite being physically compressed, the malignant cells returned to their disorganized cancerous appearance. Researchers said that the effects of the ECAD hearing blocking drug demonstrate the importance of cell-to-cell communication. So you see, you need ECAD hearing for cells to talk to each other. I'm sure they do. They probably go, did you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Oh, no. Didn't want to sleep today. Oh, okay. All right, well, next time listen to it because it was cool. They were talking about ECAD hearing. Oh, ECAD hearing, that's the bomb. I know. ECAD hearing. Okay. Wondering what to name your next kid. ECAD hearing. Okay. So, the latest findings suggest that stories that start out interesting could turn out completely boring once the scientists start explaining and getting quoted in the article. And the latest findings suggest that simple force has the power to stall cancer growth. Researchers stress that they are not proposing that compression bras be used. Oh, come on! That would be perfect. I would totally invest in the company. But I would want a compression bra that compresses up and towards each other. All right? I cannot stand this north-south, east-west, cookie monster googly-eyed formation that I've seen to grow after having two babies. They say compression in and of itself is not likely to be therapy, but this does give us new clues to track down the molecules and structures that could be eventually targeted for therapies. Okay, so thank you for putting us to sleep. So, going back to this article, squeezing breasts. Does that mean you should go home now and squeeze your wife's breasts or your girlfriend's breasts or your own? Nah. Because again, this was in a, was it in a Petri dish? Boy, they make this boring. They do show a picture. They do show a picture of malignant breast cells that later go back and become more organized. But like I said, what makes this article so fascinating isn't the way I reported it. But although for some of you that are giving me credit, thank you. Extra point on your pop quiz today. But it's the fact that if a malignant cell decides to become chaotic and go rogue, there is a way to reel it in. You lasso it. What? Cowboys. I look at researchers as kind of a sexy cowboy, right? You lasso that sucker, you reel it in, and you tame it. That's just, to me, so sexy. And, I'm at risk for breast cancer. Most of us, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. And I got breast cancer in the family. So, as far as I'm concerned, on break, I'll just start squeezing, right? No, nobody, yeah. I asked people in the studio, nobody really volunteered. They're like, really? Really? Okay. Your foot's going to step on my hand. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we get back, were video games the result or the impetus for the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to download the iPhone app and the Android app, depending on what type of phone you have, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. They're both free. Download them. If you have trouble downloading them, go to my website. Okay, now, before I go into this story, let me just preface this by saying I do not think any of the video games out there right now, all right, would prompt a normal, healthy child or individual to decide to go on a shooting rampage and kill a bunch of children and teachers. Okay? Let me just say that. All right? So any of your kids or grandkids or brothers, sisters, uncles, or whatever playing these games, I don't think we need to panic. All right? I don't believe these games cause people to become mass shooters and, massacres. But let's go into this. Okay? Apparently, as they're researching Adam Lanza, who was responsible for the shooting that happened on Friday that killed 20 children and 7 adults, including his mother, that he was quote-unquote obsessed with violent video games such as Call of Duty. Now, they're investigating, and they're looking into Adam Lanz, and they're trying to look at his computer. His computer, from what we understand, he destroyed before the shooting rampage. So they're trying to, from what I understand, you could take a destroyed computer and still, you know, be able to kind of recreate, and, you know, as long as it's a CPU, or it's as long as they're able to get to the meat, you know, of the memory, I believe they could still evaluate it. They got computer forensic guys that know a heck of a lot more than I do about this. So they're going to be looking at his computer. But what we do know, from what we understand, is he was into video games, especially Call of Duty. Now, Call of Duty, my kids play that. My husband's play. I mean, Call of Duty is one of the most popular video games, which is why I don't think they should be branded unfairly. But what was very interesting in, you know, some of these articles that I was seeing today is Call of Duty games have been linked to other men who were involved in massacres. For example, the Norwegian massacre, I don't want to call him a gentleman, the psycho, Anders Breivik, apparently had played hours upon hours of Call of Duty. From what I understand, he spent up to 16 hours a day actually preparing for the attack. Remember the Norwegian massacre? Killed a bunch of kids as well. From what we understand, he said he became a deadly marksman by honing his gun skills on the modern warfare part of the series. He even bought a special gun sight used on the game, attaching it to the hunting rifle he used for his deadly rampage on Utoya. Now, I'm trying to think of a word where I don't have to curse. Well, let's just give his name. So, Mohammed Mera, who was responsible for the shooting in Toulouse, that was the Jewish school where he killed children and the rabbi, and I believe two adults. I have to look that up. He, from what we understand from his wife, would play Call of Duty, actually with the wife, and that was a pretty frequent type of form of entertainment. Now, like I said, before I wanted to go into this story, all right, I'm not saying Call of Duty had anything to do with the shootings, but where this is not going to go away, and the subject's not going to go away, and where researchers are going to probably investigate a little further, is if you have somebody with a screw loose or two screws loose, or somebody who just is completely mentally unstable, do these games put them over the edge? Now, many of us have been, I mean, I played Zelda, all right, and I think you killed people in that game, right? Pac-Man, you're eating people. I mean, did anybody become a cannibal based on Pac-Man? No, right? Did anybody want to shoot up NASA after playing Galaga? No. Did anybody go on an insect killing spree after they played Centipede? Well, I know Centipede's not an insect, but you get it. No. Okay, so I mean, video games have been out for 30 plus years, okay? Pinball machines even longer. And I don't think our violence is so much, our deadly gun violence is directly related. But studies are showing that kids are more aggressive, children that they studied are more aggressive after they play a game such as this. So then, you know, while we're talking about gun control, and while we're talking about limiting assault rifles, you know, should we maybe screen people who play these games for hours on end? I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there an argument that somebody who wants to go crazy is being reinforced hour after hour a day? I mean, you know, there's ways to there's ways to brainwash people, and when people do brainwashing and a variety of different type of mind-controlling activities, one thing they do is hour upon hour of forcing the person to do an activity. Well, if somebody is playing Call of Duty or Modern Warfare, whatever these games are, 16 hours a day, could it actually make them think that shooting is okay? I don't think so. If you have a healthy individual, no. I mean, if you have a healthy individual that knows right from wrong, has a good upbringing, no. But if somebody has something that we can't predict And again, has nothing to do with Asperger's or autism, because other shootings have been done by people who were non-Asperger's and autism. But I'm saying, if you have somebody that just for some reason, thinks somebody's talking to him, saying, all right, go and kill people. I mean, would these games put them over the edge? Now, a lot of you have weighed in over the last few days on teachers being armed. Many of you have said, look, you know, our teachers need to be armed. Again, I don't know if teachers want that burden, but I do think we should have armed guards. All right. I mean, Israeli schools have armed guards. I mean, what do we do to prevent this from happening again? I think there should be somebody on campus, and if it's a big campus, then a couple people that could take somebody out if they go on a shooting rampage. Do you know two other people now have been arrested for threatening to shoot schools, one in California and one in Indiana? And I think I just heard of another one. People are planning on shooting up schools all the time. Let's see. Some of you weighed in. Let's go to the answer lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was making a comment about the armed security in school. I live in Texas. We already have that in our school systems, in our county. And that was my question, is why are not all the schools applying security for the children?
All right, so that's I had no idea. So I had no idea. So Texas, you already have armed guards. And I'm dying to see how their tax structure is. I'd like to know more about that. I'm going to look into that. So if in Texas, most or all of the public school have armed, I want to look into that. Because if it could be done in one state, then I agree. Why can't it be done in all states? But my worry is, you know, trying to limit the number of firearms. I think at this point, there's so many guns out there. Maybe you could proactively limit guns, but the bad guys are still going to get the guns. All right. And if they don't get a gun and they want to go out on a killing rampage, then they're going to do it with a knife, or they're going to do it with their car. You know, they're going to run the fence while the kids are outside playing in a field, right, during PE. You know, I mean, if somebody is that, I can't even think of the right word I want to say. And you all know what word I want to say, but I can't say it on air. It's actually two words. But if somebody is that mentally deluded, where they want to just go on a killing spree at a school. I mean, what shocked me is we have two other people already arrested, possibly another one, another report of people wanting to go into a school and shoot up. These are threats happening all the time. And we're just talking about two, three people. Look at the population and look at how much mental illness we have in our population. All right. I think we may need to expeditiously start arming our schools a heck of a lot better while we're contemplating gun control. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes.
That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.